Talk, Timely Instruction. St. Helena, California, July 6, 1912. Sanitarium Chapel, St. Helena. I have felt an intense interest in regard to the directing of this sanitarium, and as we have considered the best course to pursue to bring the light of truth before the patients, I have earnestly desired that they should understand what is truth for this time. And I have felt some anxiety in regard to the youth in this institution. The example set at this place should be such as to reveal the uplifting principles of the Word of God, that those who come here may be led to follow fully the light of truth. In the night season, some matters were brought very clearly before me. A message was given to me for you. That message was that we must earnestly endeavor to bring the light of present truth before those who shall come to this institution, wisely improving the opportunities that come to us. We have seen the deep movings of the Spirit of God in this place. We have seen His glory revealed. We have seen souls converted. It is our privilege so to shape our course of action that the Lord can control our work here at all times and cause us to bring honor and glory to His name. Some things have been presented to me, showing that we needed to come into a more sacred nearness to God. In the night season, I was taken through the institution, and I heard some things and saw some things that were not pleasing to God. I do not know that others noticed them. If they did not, they will have to know, because everything done in this institution must be done to the glory of Him who established it. Sister White then read, "The Lord has bidden us glorify His name. This is the purpose for which we are in this world, to glorify God. We are not here to amuse ourselves. We are not here to get up some representation that serves only to create the laugh and to develop the spirit of foolishness. We are not here to follow the desire for spending our time in pleasure-making amusements. For young or old to do this will be to work contrary to the purpose of God in giving us this institution. This sanitarium should be regarded as a sacred place by every worker connected with it. We are here to minister to the sick and afflicted, to relieve their sufferings, and if possible, to win them to Christ. It is your privilege to seek to benefit all who come upon this ground. Nothing should be done on these premises that will in any way counteract the influence of the Spirit of God, which should constantly abide here. There will come to you opportunities to speak to the glory of God. Improve these opportunities. Look for some good thing to do. Do not for one moment consider it your privilege to indulge in foolishness, for God forbids this. He desires that the conduct of every worker shall be in keeping with the purpose of the institution. He wants you to exalt His name, and you can do it if you will. Angels of heaven hear what you say. They note the characters you are developing. They want to see you spending your time in glorifying God, not the enemy of all righteousness. Life. Life is before you, eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. You may enter in through the gates into the city and have right to the tree of life. Then resolve to be Christians in every sense of the word. If you will do this, you will certainly see of the salvation of God. Fathers and mothers have a large responsibility. That responsibility demands that they bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In the home life, they are to be an example to those whom they are required to train for the future, immortal life. To parents and to ministers, I would say, there is a great work to be done that is not done. You should set an example in which the silly speech, the action done merely to create a laugh, is never tolerated. I read in the 5th chapter of Matthew, "And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Verses 1 to 8. How will you see God? You will see Him spiritually. He will reveal Himself to you as a sin-pardoning Savior. And you need the help and encouragement that the revelation of His mercy and goodness will give you. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Verses 9 to 16. That good thing keep, the Apostle Paul enjoined. 2 Timothy 1, verse 14. Will you remember this, my brethren and sisters? At this time, when the enemy of souls is seeking to make his impressions on the minds and characters of old and young, the Word of God should be everything to the believer. We must love it and obey it. The Savior waits to impart His glory to the sincere seeker after Him. He puts His Spirit upon His true followers, and they are enabled to magnify His name. Ye are the light of the world, the Savior declared. Matthew 5, verse 14. Do you not now understand what it means to be a Christian? The true Christian imparts light and blessing to all with whom he associates. Will you not let your light shine before men, that they may be led to glorify your Father which is in heaven? Don't study how to make some ridiculous maneuver in order to cause amusement. God forbids you to do this. It is too late in the day for such things. We have suffered and labored altogether too much to agree to set such standards now, or to give approval to those who follow such a course. It becomes us to have an eye single to the glory of God. It becomes us, from the oldest to the youngest, to stand in a position where the blessing of Christ can rest upon us. Those who are sensible of what God requires of them will follow on to know the Lord. And these will know that His going forth is prepared as the morning. What we need is a religion that will help us to act like Christians every day. I am thankful that God lives and reigns, that He has made it possible for us to be converted daily. He bids you connect yourselves with heaven by a living and true faith. Then He can let His blessing rest upon you in rich abundance. Then, when these young men bear their testimony in meeting, you will know that their words come from hearts that are truly converted. I desire that the light of heaven shall shine upon every soul here today. It is because I love you that I came to speak to you today. This morning, I thought I could not come, but I asked the Lord to give me strength. My brethren and sisters, make diligent work for eternity. Don't be willing to do haphazard work in your service to God. Take hold of Christ by living faith, and He will glorify His name through you.